Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 19th edition. We got a loaded 15-game slate on tap. It's a weird one because there's a little bit of good pitching at the top, and the rest of it's a lot of, But we got Coors Field in play. We got some good hitting environments in play. It's going to be an interesting one, to say the least. Let's go over your totals real quick. Orioles, Nationals, waiting on that one as Jeffrey Rodriguez is getting the spot start for the Nationals. Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, total of 8. Mariners, Yankees, 9. Cardinals, Phillies, 8.5. Braves, Blue Jays, 9. White Sox, Indians, 9. Tigers, Reds, 9. Waiting on the total in the Dodgers, Cubs got postponed last night because they couldn't get the lights to work properly after the rain delay. And there's rain there again today. Red Sox, Twins, 7.5. Rays, Astros, 7. Rangers, Royals, 9. Mets, Rockies, 11.5. D-backs, Angels, waiting on that one is Felix Peña making the spot start for the Angels. A's, Padres, 8. Marlins, Giants, 7.5. So, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 totals of 9 or above. 7 of 8.5 or above, waiting on 3 other games. So, definitely some hitting environments to pick on and some pitching as well. Starting off with your pitching, your high-priced option on the night is Justin Verlander, $13,300. Guy's been damn good. Damn good. Last 10 games, averaging 28.3 points per game on the season, averaging 28.1 per game. He has not faced the Devil Rays this season. Yes, the Devil Rays. I will say that over and over again. But we know what we get with Verlander is a phenomenal floor with big-time upside. On a slate like this, if you're going to the top, you go to a guy like Verlander. The Rays do strike out quite a bit, as we know, almost a little over 22% of the time. Verlander almost 28% strikeout rate. We do know he gave up the home run from time to time, so the same thing about Cole. Cole was fine after the two-run homer. Then he got sloppy because he kept walking everybody. Verlander, knock on wood, usually doesn't walk guys. So that's a positive in that direction. The Rays have a 2.2 total. That is ridiculous. 2.2 is just insane. Everything is lining up for a guy like Justin Verlander. So if you're paying up, you can definitely go that direction. Many will look at Chris Sale at 12.7. I'm still not 100% sold on Sale in certain matchups. I respect Minnesota. We saw what they just did to a team like the Indians and their big-time pitchers, and they have a track record against a guy like Sale. So if you want to go Sale at 12.7, go for it. I'd rather pay up to Justin Verlander, or you pay down to a guy like Mikey Clevinger at $10,800. He's at home against those Chicago White Sox. White Sox team he's faced twice this year in his two starts, 13 2/3, 2 earned, 18 strikeouts, averaging 31.8 DraftKings points per start. He faced him his last time out. We were all over him. 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 11 Ks. He has 7 Ks in the other start against him at 6 2/3. So he's got a 36.2 and a 27.4 against the Chicago White Sox. Now, is that going to happen again? You never know. Baseball's crazy. But at the same time, yeah, he is a phenomenal play at that price point. A White Sox team that strikes out 25% of the time. They have a team total of 3.7, fourth lowest on the slate. Lefties 321, righties 281. So Clevinger at 10.8 makes for a phenomenal play up top, especially if you don't want to be in line with the Verlanders or the Sales. So up top, I got Verlander 1, Clevinger 2, but I have zero problem with Clevinger being your number 1 if you're going all the way to the top. You can go down an interesting one I'm not like fully on board with, but things change throughout the day in the Slack chat. We talk about things and people bring up good points, and this is your first look at the slate. But Jose Berrios at 9,300 could be an interesting GPP play against Boston. I'm not there yet, but I was looking at it a lot last night, and I really wanted to pull the trigger. I just have not done it yet. So keep an eye on that one. But at $8,900, you have a guy like Mike Soroka, who you know, came back from injury his last time out, threw 74 pitches, 6 1/3, one hit, no earned, 4 strikeouts for 25.1 points. Prior to that, he was a machine. He had a bunch of 20-point upside performances. You'd imagine you get stretched out to 85 or 90 pitches at least, if not just let him go. He's going to be facing a Blue Jays team that's a righty-heavy lineup. They strike out 24% of the time versus righty. Soroka, you know, 21.5% strikeout rate, 11% swinging strike, 45% ground ball, hard contact of only 28%. He's been phenomenal. He's one of their top prospects for a reason. The Blue Jays team total is 4.5, which surprises me it's that high, to be honest. Lefty's 314, righty's 361, so maybe the reverse splits is something to be concerned about. But still, as a whole, with a guy like Mike Soroka at $8,900, I like the upside at that price tag. On a slate like this, he brings a lot to the table against a Toronto team that will strike out a ton. He's got great strikeout stuff, so I like me some Soroka at $8,900. If you want to go a little GPP, at $8,600, our boy Vinny Velasquez is on the mound. He's faced St. Louis once this year, 6 1/3, 5 hits, no earned, 5 Ks for 24 DraftKings points. You know, he came off a 25-pointer his last time out. The one before that, he got beat up by Milwaukee. Before that, he was outstanding at San Francisco, at the Dodgers, so on and so forth. We know what we're going to get with Vinny Velasquez. He has the chance to get destroyed like against he did against Milwaukee. Blow up potential through the roof. But he's also got electric stuff. And when he's on, he's very, very good. St. Louis strikes out 22.5% of the time. VV's got a 25% strikeout rate. He gives up a lot of hard contact. That is something to be slightly concerned about. But when he's locating, when he's pounding the zone, he is dangerous. He's very, very good. Cardinals have a total of 4.1. Lefty's 305. Righty's only 277 versus Vinny Velasquez. And it's a righty-heavy Cardinals lineup. Very heavy. You got Matty Carpenter. Maybe it's Colton Wong. Other than that, very, very heavy right-handed lineup. They have an average 308 WOBA and a below-average 144 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Vince Velasquez at $8,600. If you don't want to go to Soroka at 89 or you just want to play a GPP angle, we saw Nick Pivetta strike out a career high, I believe 12 last night. He was absolutely filthy. I'm surprised Kapler let him go as long as he did. But then again, I should be surprised what Kapler does because Kapler's just a – every night I wonder why he's a manager. The way he controlled the bullpen last night, and he got lucky that they got walked off for him. That was even dope for a ball because they should have lost that game and it was all on Kapler. That was just horrible managing through and through. But we've seen that many times this year through Gabe Kapler. But we're not here for that. We're here for Vinny Velasquez at $8,600. So definitely – take a look at him. Another guy to look at here is, you'll hear his name a lot, and he's interesting. You got Freddy Peralta of the Milwaukee Brewers making his return to the big $7,800. You remember he had that lights-out start in Colorado where he went into Coors, and everybody thought there's no chance. He went 5 2/3, no earned, struck out 13. He was absolutely filthy, 41 DraftKings points. Then he got beat around by Minnesota, 4 innings, 4 earned, 5 Ks. The strikeouts have been there. You just got to realize when he throws as many fastballs as he does, he's going to get in trouble. He returned to the minors, and he's made 5 starts. He went 5, 4, 6 1/3, 6 3-innings. So 5 or more in 3 of the 4. He only gave up 4 earned run totals in all of those starts combined. And he was striking out the farm as usual, 8, 5, 9, 11, 5. So 5 or more in each one of those starts. And he got up to around 90 to 95 pitches in all of them except his last one against Vegas. So there's a lot to look at here. You just got to make the decisions because Pittsburgh, we know, not a team that strikes out a lot. 19% K rate. Freddy Peralta's got that electric stuff. Electric. Swinging strike rate of 15.6%. Small sample, obviously, but just electric stuff there. They have a team total of 4.2. Lefties are 344, righties 23 in an extremely small sample. They have a handful of good lefties in that lineup. He throws a ton of fastballs. Which Freddy Peralta shows up? Because if the good one shows up, the one that we saw in Colorado, the one that went back to the minors and was filthy, absolutely filthy, probably working on another pitch and everything, he could dominate this lineup. We saw Chasin just carve it up last night. So it's an interesting GPP angle, $7,800. I did not want to mention him because there is some tremendous upside with him in this matchup. After Freddy Peralta, you got a popular play tonight at $7,300. He's going to be very, very chalky. I have a weird feeling. But Domingo Germán at $7,300 for the New York Yankees. Basically 17 or more DraftKings points in 3 of his last 4 starts. 22 or more in his last 2 against Tampa and at the Mets, so not world beaters. He's going to be at home against a Seattle Mariners team that strikes out 20.5% of the time. Germán at 28% strikeout rate. Swinging strike rate of almost 15%. He does get into walk problems as a youngster, which you'd expect. And he gives up a lot of hard contact, about 35% hard contact rate. But all in all, Seattle has a team total of 4, which is like 7th lowest on the slate. Lefty's only hit 264 versus Herman. Righty's 342, so reverse splits. He's pitching at home, $7,300, a tremendous upside. The Mariners lineup can be scary, and there's no sugarcoating that. At the same time, this kid's been pretty darn dominant, and at $7,300 makes for a very good play at this price point. This is kind of like the Nick Pivetta mispriced last night. Domingo Herman is mispriced. He should be at least 78 like Freddie Peralta. Those two should almost be switched. Or he should be 8,000 like Luke Weaver, who's really bad at baseball right now. Domingo got kind of mixed up in the price tags here. So in your 7s and 8s, you got Vinny Velasquez 1, Domingo Herman 2, Soroka 3, Freddie Peralta 4. I do like Soroka a lot. You just have the question marks about reverse splits, pitch counts, but I do like him a ton if you want to go there. But yeah, Vinny, Herman, Soroka, and Peralta for me. Let's get to the 6Ks and below and really see what filth we get to navigate through. At 7K, if the game goes, because the rainout last night, they might change the pitching. That's up for grabs too. But there's chances of rain in Chicago between the Dodgers and the Cubs. There's chances in Cincinnati between Detroit and Cincy. Kansas City wins blown out and hot again. And then New York and Colorado, chances of rain there. But this Chicago game, Mike Montgomery at 7K is interesting. I do respect the Dodgers, and I do like some of their bats against the lefty. But at 7K, I give Montgomery a look because this guy's got upside to definitely go over the 7K boundary. Since he's joined the rotation, 5 2/3 or more, three straight starts is 6 or more, 1 or less in all of those starts. He has 4 or more Ks in 3 of 4 of those starts. In the 3 or 4 starts, he has 4 or more Ks. He has 17.7 or more DraftKings points. So he's been very, very good, very, very efficient in what he does. It's a Dodgers team, like I said. They do have some bats that could hit lefties. There's no hiding that. They strike out over 22% of the time versus lefties. He's got an insane 59% ground ball rate. That is bananas. And when it comes to facing Montgomery, lefties 287, righties only 296. So at 7K, he brings a very intriguing play to the table, weather permitting. So keep an eye on that one. You drop down a little farther, $6,700. Our boy Andrew Suarez got it done for us last night. We go back to the well with Derek Rodriguez. He faces Miami Marlins team last week, 6 2/3, 7 hits, 2 earned, only 4 Ks for 15 points. He's been boomer bust, 15, minus 6, 23.3. So that's what you got to look at with Derek since he's entered the rotation. 4 or more Ks in each of his outings except 1. So he's been very, very good. He's facing a Marlins team, like we said, and he's got before. They are a team that strikes out almost 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Gives up some hard contact. Good ballpark to do that in. Miami Marlins. Team total is 3.2. Second lowest on the slate. The only one lower is the Tampa Bay Rays at 2.2. The Twins are at 3.3. So the second lowest total on the slate is the Marlins, facing a $6,700 pitcher. They have a WOBA of 287 and ISO of 122, both well below average versus right-handed pitching. So Derek Rodriguez at $6,700, definitely in play. He's young. He can get wild, he can get goofy, and this could be worthless, but at $6,700, I'll take every chance at that. Now, on a mega slate like this, where you have Coors and other bats you want to target, we can look at some weird options here. Paul Blackburn of the Oakland Athletics. He's made 2 starts. First one, at home against Kansas City, 6 innings, 3 earned, 3 hits, 1 earned, 3 Ks for 19.7. Second start against the Houston Astros team, which is very, very good, of course. An inning and a third, 8 earned, 2 walks, no Ks for minus 19. Pick your poison. The good thing is the person trying to, you want to eat the poison, is the San Diego Padres. And that's always a good one to target. They strike out almost 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Blackburn does have a good ground ball rate, not a big strikeout rate as expected. They have a team total of 4, which is 8th lowest on the slate against a $5,300 pitcher. Lefties 307, righties 333. They have a 289 WOBA and a 128 ISO, just like the Marlins. Very, very bad against right-handed pitching. They could, you know, it's Blackburn. He could be really bad, could be really good. But at $5,300, there are going to be many players on the slate that are more expensive than Paul Blackburn, offensive players. So go take a look at this at $5,300. It is a gamble, massive gamble, but great pitcher's ballpark in San Diego against a mediocre lineup. At $5,300, the return can be very... You just want 10 or more points, and you're happy as a clam. So go check him out at $5,300. That's an interesting boomer bust type play. And then if you want to get really, really weird, I'd rather take the chance on Blackburn probably, but this is another one. You got Sal Romano of the Cincinnati Reds at home, $4,800 versus Detroit Tigers. He's averaging almost 12 points a game at home compared to 5.5 on the road. Coming off a 17-point performance, he's got basically 9 or more points in 3 straight starts. He's $4,800. He'd almost be okay with 9. He's basically an outfielder where, you know, you get those double digits and you walk away happy as can be. That's why I'm mentioning these. They had that kind of interesting matchup against Detroit. K rate of 21.5%. He gets a good ground ball rate. A lot of interesting things to look at there. They have a team total of 4.3. It's on the bottom half of the slate. Lefties do hit 387, righties 351. But just like the Marlins, just like the Padres, Tigers are both below average in WOBA and ISO of 299 and 144. Just below average, not like crazy like those other two, but they are below average. Now, it is in Great American Small Park. That is always scary. There are chances of rain, but we're talking $4,800. That's like probably your, I'm just guessing, like 14th best outfielder priced. You got to think about things a little bit differently. When you're thinking pitchers, you're thinking, oh, I'm going Justin Verlander. I'm getting 30 points. Well, you're also paying $8,000 more than Paul Blackburn, $8,500 more than Sal Romano. That's two outstanding bats that you have in your lineup now. Two. And you're hoping that between Romano and those two bats, you get more than 30 points. Now, am I saying this is the way to go? It might be. It's just these are the options you have. And I want to bring them up just because, you know, if they don't get shelled, it just elevates you so far ahead of the pack. So down below here, I got Derek Rodriguez 1, Montgomery 2, Blackburn 3, Romano 4. Blackburn and Romano are only if you have a bunch of Tums or antacid, some type of antacid by you. Because it's going to be a tough one. You're going to have to really gut it out. But I'm telling you, if these, when stuff like this hits, good things happen. Really, really good things happen. So keep an eye on all that. There'll be one other name I want to look at more, and it's Jeffrey Rodriguez making a spot start for the Nationals. I was looking through his game logs for the in the minors. He's been really mix and match. He made a little spot appearance earlier this year against the Braves, 4 2/3, 4 hits, no earned, 3 Ks. But the rest has been all in double A. It's been, you know, for the most part, really good. But he's going about roughly 90 pitches a game, 95 pitches a game, striking out about a guy per inning. Could be interesting versus the Orioles. Could be very interesting versus the Orioles. So someone else to keep an eye on there is Jeffrey Rodriguez. But we'll cap it off right there. So your pitching recap up top, you have Verlander, Clevinger. In the middle, Velasquez, Domingo, Herman, Mike Soroka, and Freddie Peralta. Down below, Derek Rodriguez, Mike Montgomery, Paul Blackburn, and Sal Romano. Now, as I just read all those off to you, do you understand why I said this is a loaded slash what happened slate? Like, it's loaded, but with 30 pitching options, those are the best ones to look at. Yes. Now, let's look at those bats, but before we do so, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store. It's a great way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafting, just the way you like it, just the way you do it at home with your season-long teams. You draft, you're under 5 minutes, you're in, you're out, you're done. If a game gets canceled while there's still players available, the Cubs kind of screwed that one up last night. If a guy's not in a lineup, they alert you, and you're allowed to change guys out for whoever's left in the player pool. It's tons and tons of fun. They got baseball, they got golf. The Travelers is coming up this weekend. I went 2 for 2 in my U.S. Open darts last week. It was beautiful. You have best balls for NFL, rock and roll. Those are awesome. Use promo code SDSports. When you check out, when you make your first deposit, and you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice. Any sport. You want an NFL best ball $3 tournament? Boom. Use promo code SDSports. You want to play some baseball, some golf. You want to save it for basketball or hockey. Whatever you want to do. Promo code SDSports when you check out. Entry into a free $3 tournament. But good luck with that. It's a ton of fun. If you have any questions, hit me up. I will tell you all about it. It's a great way to play fantasy sports. Now let's get to the bats on this 15-game slate where we have tons and tons of options. Evan Gattis versus the lefty is always interesting, always in play. I'm not running to target Blake Snell, but it could be a very interesting choice in your matchups. Houston has a 4-8 total, lefties 267, righties 304 versus Snell. We saw what happened with Snell against the Yankees. He wasn't horrible, but he wasn't great, so I'm not really running to stack Houston, but you never know. But you do go down to some like Gary Sanchez, a 4K versus Marco Gonzalez. Excuse me. Could this be the game that Gary Sanchez gets things going? Quite possibly. If Chris Iannetta is in the lineup for the Colorado Rockies at $3,800 versus the lefty Jason Vargas, that is an outstanding play, as we love to target Jason Vargas early and often, and we will. If not, Tom Murphy for the Rockies at 37 is also a phenomenal looking play. Yan Gomes, $3,600 versus Carlos Rodon. Rodon making, I believe, his third start from since his return. Indians have a 5.3 total, third highest on the slate. Lefty so far this year, 431. Righties, 368 off Carlos Rodon. Yan Gomes is on fire right now. Absolute fire. He's probably one of my top options on the slate. If you're not going to the top, I love Yan Gomes at $3,600. I think he's a phenomenal look in this spot. You can look at the Braves catchers, Flowers at 35 or Suzuki at 34 against, why am I blanking on Garcia? Jaime Garcia, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Why am I an idiot? Lefty's 346, righty's 365. So you can take a look at either one of them. John Hicks against Sal Romano at 35 is definitely in play. He's first base catcher eligible. Use him at catcher at 3,500 if you're going to use him at all. When you slide down to a little the bottom threes, you know, Tucker Barnhart's always worth a look at 3,200. Catchers gets really murky below three when I was looking at it last night. Like, really, really murky. Yadi Molina at 31 versus Velasquez, not running to play that, but he's in play for you if you need to. I think maybe a Robbie Chirinos at 3K versus Jason Hamill. Jonathan Lucroy at 3K versus Lauer, the lefty. I can get behind that for sure. But other than that, like, it's really, really interesting. Maybe Kurt Casale gets to start for Cincinnati against Matt Boyd at 2,900. This is one where you're going to want to check lineups because there's a lot of names down here where you could kind of be like, okay, I can punt with this guy. Maybe Manny Pena versus Taillon at 28. There's guys you could look at, but see what pops up in the lineups. Maybe you just pay up here and make things different elsewhere. First base goalie is on an absolute tear. Went deep again yesterday. He's $5,700 versus the lefty Pena. Pena making a spot start for the Angels. You can target him for sure. Goldie at 57 is a great play. It's a tough. You know, he proved he can go deep in it yesterday, so who cares? But $5,700 is in play. Freddie Freeman is in play every day, regardless lefty or righty. He's 56. But you slide down to guys like Edwin Encarnacion against Rodon at 48. He's worth a look. Joey Votto in Great American Small Park is interesting. You go down to the guy like Ian Desmond at 45 versus Vargas. As much as I hate Desmond, he has been playing a little better of late, and he's in a great matchup against Jason Vargas in Coors Field, so you can't ignore that. Brandon Belt, it's in AT&T, which sucks, but Dan Straley can get beat up, and Belt's been hitting it really, really well. So $4,300 for Belt, I do like in that matchup. Eric Hosmer at 42 versus Blackburn is not bad either. Those are two guys look at way overlooked because A, the ballpark they're in, and B, late West Coast game, not as flashy of a ball game, stuff like that. They'll get way overlooked. So Belt and Hosmer could be interesting GPP pivots for you. You go down farther, Yuli Gurriel, I always take a look at 39. He got it done again last night, just over and over and over again. You got Joey Gallo, again, in a great spot against a flyball pitcher like Jason Hamill. He went 0-for last night. That's what Votto does. We say it over and over again. He's GPP only. He's going to go 0-for or he's going to go deep. This is what you're getting with Joey Gallo. So as long as you know that going into it, and it was frustrating last night, but it is what it is. He's a great play at 3,900 in this matchup. Wind blowing out again. It's going to be warm against a guy like Hamill. Like I said, gives a lot of fly balls. So 39 for Joey Gallo is in play yet again. Farther down you look, I do like a guy like Carlos Santana, 39 for Philadelphia. Philadelphia, I really do like tonight. Their team total is 4.4. Lefties 370, righties 303 versus Luke Weaver. Weaver's, he's not very good right now. He's basically working with two pitches. He can't really get that third one to work. So Carlos Santana at 39 can be a very nice play for you. Justin Bour at $3,800. If you're not using Rodriguez for the Giants, Bour is in play at 38. Don't hate that either. And farther down you look, you'll find a few like a Justin Smoke who's been struggling. He's 35 versus Soroka. Could be a GPP type play for you. Like a Josh Bell at 35 versus Peralta could be interesting. You know, straight fastball, homie. If Peralta's off, the Pirates will pop off. So Josh Bell at 35 could be a very interesting play, and that one could. The Pirates in general, like yesterday, they were a bust. Still in a great matchup, GPP style. They'll be that way again tonight. There'll be a GPP angle if you so choose to go that direction. Farther down we look, it just gets bleak. So check your lineups and see what else pops up. Is there will always be a few that sneak in. Second base, Altuve at 51 versus lefty. Not your average lefty, though. I still like him. Altuve's really heated up in the last few weeks, like almost a month. He's averaged 9 a game. He had 20 yesterday. He's definitely on fire. His average is back up to 342 when people were getting curious. So he is in play, but it's just tough for Snell. I'd rather go like 49 for LeMahieu versus Vargas if I had to. Or you got Ozzie Albies, who loves his lefties. He's 47. those are some of the options I look at there. Or you go down to Asdrubal Cabrera's only 42 versus Germán Márquez and Coors. I love that play a lot. Mets 5.3 total, lefties 319, righties 303, and you're in Coors Field. So Asdrubal Cabrera at 42 is outstanding. I like that quite a bit. You slide down a bit, maybe an Ian Kinsler at 4K versus Matt Cook. Cook, he's smoke and mirrors when he gets it done. He's really not that good of a pitcher. He makes me laugh every time he gets it done. Lefties 404, righties 444 versus Matt Cook. That tells you all you need to know. When he has those outings where he gives up only a couple runs, he's still getting hit and hit a lot. Like he's getting lucky. So Ian Kinsler at 4K and the Angels in general could be a very nice late night hammer. So keep an eye on that one. Cesar Hernandez at 4K as well versus Weaver. Solid play there. If you aren't using Vinny Velasquez, Matt Carpenter, second base, third base at 4K is in play. In my non-Pivetta lineups last night, I did use me some Matty Carpenter, kind of to pivot off of that, and he performed yet again. 19 DraftKings points as he went to Ding Dong City. He has 14 or more in three of his last four, so keep him in mind at 4,000. Ketel Marte at 39, switch hitting against Pena is definitely worth a look as well. You go down a little farther, maybe a Moncada if you want to be contrarian. It's Clevinger at 37. I can understand that. A Nico Goodrum at 3,600 versus Sal Romano, second base outfield. I can get behind that with some value there. If Alan Hansen's in the Giants lineup leading off, second base, third base eligible at 3,500. I do like a little look at that one. And then Corey Spangenberg, second base, third base at 3,400 against Blackburn. So you got some value at second base if you want to go that direction. If you want to fade Montgomery, Kiki Hernandez, the lefty killer, 3,300 for the Dodgers. Other than that, Scott Kingery at 33 is worth a look, but I'd rather go elsewhere probably. Jose Perella at 32 versus Blackburn is cheap. Hernan Perez is playing shortstop now. He's 3,200 versus Taillon. So these are guys that are okay. Nothing I'm running to go play. I try to stay a little higher up there if you could. Chris Owings, second base outfield against the lefty Pena at 3K is worth a look, though. He does hit lefties much better than righties, so at 3K you could look at him. But there are some good options in that mid-threes and above that you can definitely make work in your lineups. Third base, you got Arenado and Coors versus Vargas at 57. Outstanding. One of the top plays, if not the top offensive play on the night. So you definitely want to go that direction if you can. Eugenio Suarez versus a lefty in Great American Small Park at 49 is a great play as well. We run to target that early and often. You got a guy like Todd Frazier and Coors versus Marquez at 47 is not bad either. Jaime Candelario at 4,500 versus Sal Romano I do like quite a bit. I wish his price tag wasn't that high, but he's a very solid play there as well. When you drop down to the 4Ks and below, Matty Carpenter again at 4,000. Talked about him. Justin Turner does hit lefties extremely well. $3,900 is too cheap for him if you are not using Montgomery and you're thinking this game gets played and you want to save money at third base. Justin Turner is definitely a guy to look at for you. Farther down we go, a guy like Mike Moustakas versus Cole Hamels. He hits lefties okay at 3,800. So I'm not running to not play him. I'm not running to play him, if that makes sense. I'd rather play a guy like Adrian Beltre at 37. He had a three-run homer last night in another great spot versus Jason Hamill tonight. So Beltre at 37, very good look there for you. Ryan McMahon, if he finds the lineup for Colorado, he's first base, third base eligible. He's only 3,500 versus Jason Vargas. Gets you some salary relief and a piece of that puzzle. Colin Moran at 35 versus Peralta is a very solid, cheap option for you here at third base as well. He's been really hitting the ball well, hitting in the middle of that Pirates lineup again. If Peralta is off, Colin Moran and company are going to have a good ball game. Corey Spangenberg at 34, I mentioned him already at second. Kyle Seager's only 3,400 versus Domingo Herman. Someone to keep an eye on there if you want to fade Herman and be GPP different. He is definitely a look for you as well. Other than that, check your lineups and see what else pops up at the third base position. Shortstop. Trevor Story at 5,500 versus lefty in Coors. You know the drill. Lock and load. Boom. It is a good one. A very, very good one. So you like Trevor Story for sure. Lindor at 51 loves his lefties. You can get some of that. Manny Machado at 5K is very interesting versus Rodriguez, the youngster from Washington. Don't hate that at all. Carlos Correa is heating up. Again, I'm not trying to target Blake Snell, but $4,900 or red-hot Carlos Correa could be a very overlooked. The Astros will, I would imagine, be overlooked for Blake Snell, so it could be interesting plays for you tonight. After that, you look at the likes of Kajin Segura, who's just crushing it at 48. You got the Didi Gregorius at 46, could be interesting. Marcus Semien versus a lefty at 42. Semien's on fire right now, so that's definitely going to be an overlooked play. Will definitely be low owned, so someone to look at there. Jurickson Profar at 4K versus Hamels, a very solid look. We mentioned Ketel Marte at 39 is an interesting angle, so shortstop, you have definite good options to take a look at here. Elvis Andrus is back. He's 3,600. Andrews and Simmons at 36 versus Cook, both solid mid-price plays for you as well. And then when you go down below, like a Freddie Galvis at 34 is okay. Nick Ahmed went deep yesterday. Facing the lefty Pena at 34, he's in play for you. Usually against lefties, he's been towards the top of the order. So if that's the case, he's much more in play. Becomes much more attractive at 3,400. So take a look at your lineups down below. You'll got your Riddles and Rojas's and all that as well to punt with if you need to. Heading to the outfield, you got Mikey Trout at 6K in a great spot versus Cook. You got Betts in play. Blackman and Coors at 58 versus Vargas is outstanding. You got Bryce Harper against Mr. I throw a lot of fastballs. Hess at 55 could be very interesting. You know, Judge versus Gonzalez. But Chris Davis versus Lauer at 52 is outstanding. That is a great one. Chris Davis versus the lefty. We know the drill. That is a great one at 5,200. You had Springer at 51. He'll go overlooked in that matchup. But Brandon Nimmo at 48 doubled on yesterday, given one was inside the park. But, hey, they all count the same in the box score. So Nimmo at 48 is a great play against Marquez and Coors, an outstanding play. Christian Yelich not bad at 48 either. Leonis Martin at 47 versus Sal Romano can be a play that no one's going to own him at that price. So keep an eye on that one. It's something very, very interesting there. Since you chewed a big night last night, could be in for another big one today at 4,600 versus Jason Hamill. I don't hate that as well. Juan Soto is all the way up to 4,500. I still love the kid. He had an absolute moonshot yesterday. He's a great play versus Hess. I wish he's higher up in the lineup. If he's higher up, he becomes an almost must play. But see where he's at in the lineup first. Nick Castellanos at 45 versus Romano is outstanding. He's crushing baseballs and playing in that ballpark tonight could be a big one for him versus Sal Romano. Mentioned Desmond already at 45. Michael Conforto at 45 versus Marquez is another solid, solid look for you there. You got Justin Upton, who went deep yesterday at 45 versus Matt Cook. So tons of options on a 15-game slate, as you'd expect. Not surprising at all. Like Starling Marte at 44 is interesting. You got guys like Matt Kemp versus the lefty Montgomery at 43. McCutcheon's on fire at 43. Giants are going to want revenge tonight versus Dan Straley because he's the one that hit Evan Longoria and put him out for 6 to 8 weeks. So keep that in mind if you believe in those kind of things. Scotty Scheffler, lefty versus Boyd. He still hit some okay. He's 41. Boyd's been sneaky good, though. But Nomar Mazara at 41 versus Hamill, I do like a lot. That's a good one. Austin Meadows at 41 is interesting versus Peralta. Another one I like a lot is Odubel Herrera at 41 versus Weaver. I told you I was on him Sunday. I told you I loved him yesterday. He went deep again yesterday. Obviously not going to go deep every game, but the guy's heating up, folks. He's very, very streaky. Very, very streaky. And I said it before, enjoy him while he's cheap because his price will skyrocket. They go slump. This is what he does. This is Odubel Herrera to a T. So ride it out while you can. And a guy like Weaver, he could have another nice night here at $4,100. You go down like Puig, Taylor at 4K versus Montgomery, not bad. A little farther down, maybe a Michael A. Taylor at 39, hoping he steals bases, but that's an interesting hope. You never know with that kind of thing. Got to get on for one, and then he's got to steal for two. So you're playing with a lot of what-ifs in that one. Joey Gallo at 39, but Delino DeShields Jr. at 39 is really heating up again, back towards the top of that order, getting on and stealing bases. Another nice night last night. He got you 8 more DraftKings points. He's got 8, 25, 12, 7, 2, 14, 9, 6, 7, 14. So only one game below like 6 in his last 10 games. He's $3,900 in a great spot tonight against Jason Hamill. So I do like that quite a bit, especially for a cash game with GPP upside. Farther down we look, you got guys like Derek Dietrich at 38, could be a cheaper look for you. Aaron Hicks does hit lefties really, really well. He's $3,800, went deep yesterday. Corey Dickerson versus Peralta at 38, so a couple guys here in that 3K, the high 3Ks you can take a look at and probably get behind. Randall Grichuk versus Soroka for GPPs only. I mentioned Nico Goodrum already at 3,600. Mark Canha at 36 versus Lauer, if he's in the lineup, does have a lot of power versus lefties, so think about that one. Noel Cuevas, if he gets to start for Colorado, he's 3,500 versus Jason Vargas, right-handed bat in that lineup. Just keep an eye on that. Adam Duvall at home against a lefty for only 3,400. Boyd's been good this year, but his velocity keeps dropping, so I have a feeling a big one's coming soon. And maybe it's tonight, courtesy of the Cincinnati Reds, which would be a GPP slate tilter, because everyone's going to be elsewhere, so that'd be interesting. Chad Pinder, if he gets to start versus Lauer at 34, absolutely love him. He usually hits towards the top of the order versus lefties, and he hits them very, very well. So a guy like Chad Pinder at 34 brings nice value to your lineup. So keep an eye on that one. I mentioned Kiki Hernandez earlier as someone to keep a look at. When you go down, maybe a Franmil Reyes at 3,300 versus Blackburn for the home run GPP dart. Lonnie Chisenhall is 3,200. Keep an eye on him. Jose Perella, 32, mentioned that. Other than that, you're going to have a few pop up here. They're like a Rajay Davis, 31 versus Rodon. Look for Brandon Guyer if he's in the lineup. He could be worth a look. Manny Margot at 31 versus Blackburn is another cheapie you could take a peek at. But Lewis Brinson, 3K. Another guy that's kind of slowly getting it going. But yeah, check your lineups. See what other value pops up, as it always does. But there you go. There's your bats for your Tuesday edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Let's recap your pitching real quick. Then we'll do the BVP and get it underway. Verlander up top, Clevinger number two in the middle, Velasquez, Herman, Soroka, and Peralta. Down below, Rodriguez, Montgomery, Blackburn, and Romano. So those are the ones to look at there. Let's take a look at your BVP on this slate. Cubs are having a doubleheader today. Gotcha. Answers that question real quick. There wasn't a ton of BVP that stood out last night, like minimal stuff. Cesar Hernandez 3-for-6 with a double and a homer off of Weaver. Santana's taking him deep. Nothing too crazy there. Hernan Perez 6-for-15 with a double and 3 home runs off Jameson Tyon. Told you it's $3,200. Starting shortstop right now, so keep an eye on him. That's going to be a cheapie and a low-owned one in Hernan Perez versus Tyon. Yeah, Freddie Freeman 4-for-13, 2 homers off Jaime Garcia. The Indians versus Carlos Rodon. Jose Ramirez 5-for-18, a double, triple. Francisco Lindor, a double and 2 homers. Brandon Guyer, 4-for-13. Rajay Davis, 6-for-21, 2 doubles. Nothing too crazy, but nothing too bad. Jose Abreu, 4-for-14, 2 homers off Clevinger, but that's about it as a team at 209. Brian Dozier, 12-for-41, 4 doubles and 3 homers, hitting 293 off Chris Sale. As a team, they're hitting 270 off of Sale, so that's interesting. Evan Gattis, 3-for-5 with a double and a homer off Snell. Jose Altuve, 3-for-7, 2 homers. Bregman, 3-for-6 with a double and a homer. Gurriel, 3-for-6, 2 doubles. As a team, they're hitting 391 off a Sale. Now, that could be the older Sale. That's not quite matured to what he is now, but you never know. It's why I'm not using Sale tonight, but I'm not running to target Houston, and maybe I should. We'll see how that goes. We'll see. 15 games, a lot can happen. Elvis Andrews, 6-for-14 with a triple versus Jason Hamill. Chu, 6-for-16, 2 doubles. Beltre, 5-for-18 with a double and a homer. Ionetta, 4-for-11 with a double and a homer off Jason Vargas. Asdrubal Cabrera, 2-for-6 with a homer off Herman Marquez. Mac Williamson, 2-for-6 with a homer off Estrely. McCutchen, 7-for-25, 3 doubles and a homer. And that's about it. That'll do it for your quick hits on this Tuesday edition. Lots to look at. 15-game slate. So check us out on Twitter, at TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. I am at BDentric. Ask me questions there, but more importantly, ask me questions in the Slack chat. Join us in the Slack chat. The more questions people ask, the more it gets going. There are certain days there are a lot of questions get asked, and it goes crazy. Other days, it's not too much going on, but it just depends on what you guys want to do. So come check it out there. It's a lot of fun and a very helpful, informative chat. We have the Travelers Championship PGA coming up this week. We dropped the Always Pressing pod last night with me, myself, and DFS Golf Gods Jesse. So that is out for you. Much more golf content this week from all the guys. We have Phase 1 of Group Stage World Cup ending today. Phase 2 starts tomorrow, and Francisco's got all of your Phase 2 picks, so go check that out. We got some new riders. Mentioned Dana over the weekend. Pitching primer was outstanding. We got Andrew McClintock. Fantasy Aid 1 is out there. He came with some low-owned guys you should keep an eye on, so go check all that out. We got a few more riders coming down the pipeline. A lot more coming to the site to make this bigger and better for you guys. If you know anybody that wants to write, come hit us up. We're here for anybody and everybody to provide the best content for you guys to enjoy it for free. That's what we're here for. So come check us out, TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. I'm on Twitter, at BDentric. And this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 19th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.